evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Last week we left off on Chav Gimel Omer Aleph, about 8 lines from the bottom. It was quoting on Tosefta, Tana Rabbanon, Akol Olim Leminyan Shiva. On Shabbos he gives 7 aliyahs. We learned last week, it's Machlegs Rabbi Kivir, Rabbi Shmuel, on the top of Chav Gimel Omer Aleph. We pass on the Rabbi Shmuel that Yom Tov has 5 aliyahs, Yom Kippur has 6 aliyahs, and Shabbos is the top of the list. There's 7 aliyahs. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Yom Kippur is on the top of the list with 7 aliyahs, and Shabbos only has 6. But this Tosefta is assuming Pashup Shat like Rabbi Shmuel, 7 aliyahs. Okay. Hakol Olam in Yeshiva, you can even give aliyahs to people who are not Mechuyev. In Kriyas HaTorah, Afilu Kotten, Afilu Isha. Women, Alpi Pashtas, are not Mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. If they come, they pay attention, it's about good, but they're not Mechuyev. Kriyas HaTorah has to be B'tzibur, so women are not Mitztarfim to the Tzibur. So the Pashim Shad, women are not Mechuyev in the Ketanim. Maybe the Mekotten Shegil, Achinuch is Mechuyev with the Rabbanon, but he's a lower level Chiyuv than the adult. So despite the fact that the cotton is not mechuyev bedova to the same extent as the adults, passed by mitzvah, and the isha of pipash is not mechuyev in kriyas ha-tayra, nonetheless, they get an aliyah, they count from the shiva kruin. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes one of the Gaonim, he doesn't say by name who, says one of the Gaonim was of the opinion that you can't give the cotton or the isha, one of the first 3 aliyahs. Because the basic Kriyas HaTorah is 3 aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, you give an extra aliyah, 4, and Yom Tov, you give another extra aliyah, 5, 6, 7, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, but the basic Kriyas HaTorah, you never have less than 3. There was one Tana was of the opinion that when Tisha B'Av falls out on any day of the week, other than Sheni V'Chamishi, you only give 1 aliyah. So we discussed that sheet, but we don't pass like that. We pass, you never have less than 3 aliyahs. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis on this Mishnah says one of the recent Geonim was of the opinion that the Lashon of the Tosefta Al-Kol Minyan Shiva goes the extra aliyahs, the 4 aliyahs after the basic 3. The first 3 aliyahs you have to have Mechuyev B'Dover, to be Motzei the Rabbin. And the next 4 aliyahs are not as Chamor. So there you make a lapin lukotna fila isha, even though the chiyuv is not on the same level. The isha api pashta is not chayiv in kriyas haTorah, and the kotna is a lower level chiyuv. Nonetheless, they can get an aliyah, and it counts as one of the 7 aliyahs. Magen Avram in Hilchos Shabbos, we have Hilchos Kriyas haTorah and Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Brura, the beginning, kuf mem aleph, kuf lamed hey. Kuf Mems, and then you have one sim and Resh Pei Beis and Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And the Magen Avraham there in Resh Pei Beis quotes a machloikes among the Rishonim when you say a katan can get an aliyah, but he's not mechuyev b'dover to the same extent as a gadol is. A katan is a trade rabbanon, the gadol is only a chad rabbanon. So the Magen Avraham quotes one opinion: the katan cannot be moitzi the rabbim with the kriya. He can say the bracha is for him. He doesn't have to be mitzvah the tzibur with the bracha, but the kriya satara, that's with the old tzibur, so he cannot lain to be mitzvah the tzibur. And then he could, then the Magen Avraham quotes the Rishonim say just the opposite, that the kriya satara is not based on shemeh kaina. That's what Rav Soloveitchik told this story, that once, I think it was in Europe, I don't remember where. I think he said it was in Europe. The Balkari and the Shul, the Shamus and the Shul, who was the Balkari, requested of the board of directors of the Shul an increase in salary. And they turned it down. They voted it down. So the Balkari found out who was the main Balabas who voted against him. So he went over to the Balabas and he told them, "I lay on Shabbos, I have a mind to promote everybody except for you." So the Balabas went to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was the Rav of the community, to ask him, Does he have to go to another shul to be yotzei kriyas haTorah? Because the Baal Kori told me he has a mind not to be mitzi him. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik told me he doesn't think that it's based on Shamei Kohenah, because you have Isha and Kotten are not mechuyev to the same extent as the adults, as the male adults. And still the Gemara says they can learn. Pashup Shat says they can learn to be mitzi the tzibur. Why is that? So Rav Soloveitchik gave a moshe l'mad avdeg. So he said, I give a shir, and the boy who sits right in front of me, happens to be, it was true, the boy who sits in front of me was a Shvacha Talmud. He didn't understand the shir, but Rav Soloveitchik liked him because his father, that boy's father, learned it by Rav Soloveitchik the first year that he gave a shir in the yeshiva. But Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, and the yeshiva, the board of the yeshiva, requested Rav Yosher that he should take over his father's shir. So that student's father was one of the first Tamim. So Rav Soloveitchik liked him. But he said, he doesn't really, I know he doesn't understand the shir. And then the fellow in the back was Boylan, Shmuel Boylan, he's a Dina Turo. He was very strong in learning. So he used to ask sharp kashas all the time. He used to ask from the Meiris, from the Tosfei HaRosh. He used to ask from all the Rishonim. And the Rav, he used to get under the Rav's skin. So the Rav said, the boy in front of me, I like him, and I have a mind to be mitzi him, but he doesn't understand the shir. The boy in the back, I can't stand him. I have a mind not to be mitzi him, but he understands the shir. So who's yotzi Talmud Torah? It doesn't matter whom you have a mind to be mitzi. It depends who understood the shir. Whoever understood the shir is yotzi. So he said, by Kriyas HaTorah, his father said, whoever pays attention to the Kriyas HaTorah and understands what's going on. So that's Talmud Torah, is Yotzei L'Mitzvah. You don't have to have Kavana L'Hoytzi with, you don't need that the Baal Kori should have Kavana L'Hoytzi. And if he tells the Baal HaBos, I have a mind not to be Mitzvah, he won't be Yotzei. The Baal HaBos will pay attention, he'll be Yotzei to Talmud Torah. So that's a major machlokes that the Bogat Aron quotes in Reish Pei Beis. When you say a Kotten can get an Aliyah and be Mitzvah the Rabban, the Kotten is going to be Mitzvah the Rabban with one part. So some Rishonim say, the laning, that's not a problem. You don't have to be Mechui B'dover, because it's not based on Shemei Kohenah. Whoever pays attention to the Kriyas HaTorah will be Yotzei. But for the brachas, the Kotten cannot be Yotzei, the Rabbin with the brachas, so the Kotten can only get an Aliyah. In the days of the Tanoim, that only the Kohen who got the first Aliyah said the bracha Shebuchabon. The one who got the last aliyah said the bracha shenasamon, and the people in the middle didn't say any brachas at all. So the kotten can get an aliyah, one of the middle aliyahs. Well, he doesn't have to say the bracha, just to lay in kriyas haTorah, that's okay. The other shenim hold fakir, that the kotten cannot be might say the rabbin with the kriya, because he's not mechuyev b'dover, he needs mechuyev b'dover. And the bracha only belongs to the oilel haTorah, so he says the bracha for himself. So because the opposite shittas, if you wanted bichoshish for both of these shittas, so you're left with nothing. So that's our practice. We don't give ketanim any aliyahs at all because of this machloikis and the Magen Avraham. We just give the minigis. When it comes to mafta, we make up. Because mikra din, the both shittas are against the gemara. Gemara said, the katan zahle l'minyan akruim. He gets an aliyah and he can be mitzvah the rabbin, both with the kriya and with the brachas. So for the Iker Kriyas HaTorah, the first seven aliyahs, where Mahmud to be Choshesh for the both shittas, he left with nothing. Kotten doesn't get an aliyah at all. But for the Mafta, there never was such a Chumrah. Then the Gemara says, regarding Isha, even on Iker Adin, it says in the Tosefta, Afilu Isha, they get an aliyah. Aval Amr Chachamim, but the Chum made a comment, Isha, let Tikra Pharam, Nei Kovar Atzibah. It's not Kovar HaTzibah that they should allow a woman to get an aliyah. Why? So I thought Pashtus is that we have a din, a Sifrei, as a comment on the Pasuk, Samtos Malach HaMelech, Melech V'lo Malka. We mitam tzniyus. What does tzniyus mean? Atznei Alech Hasim Alakecha. We should lead our lives b'tznius. We should do mitzvahs b'tznius. What does tznius mean? So the Medrash says, there's a Medrash that has a comment. How come the Luchas Rishonis were broken and the Luchas Shnius were not broken? Because the Luchas Rishonis were given with great fanfare. there was Kalos Abrakim, there was so much noise, everybody in the world knew that they asked what's happening, and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a new religion, is giving Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. So because the Luchos Rishonos were given with such great fanfare with Bifar Hestia, so that's why Sholta Behem Ein Hara, and because of the Ein Hara, that's why they were broken. But the Luchos Shnius, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, quietly, no Kolos of Rokim, and then he brought down the Luchos Shnius, Hola Marito, so the Medrash turns off. The moral of the story is, Ein Lecha Yofim and Atznius. Best thing is to do everything Betzina, not to do anything Bifar Hestia. You do Bifar Hestia, you're going to have an Ein Hara. So that's what we have this drosha from this sifrei. Sometos malach melach melach ulo malchum. Whenever it's possible, you should avoid appointing a woman to a position of leadership over men, because that's she's going to be whoever is the rabbi in the community, whoever is the mayor or the king, is going to have to do things in public. So the Balkar is also, he's a public figure, and we want to avoid it. And avoid having women serve in a public position. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the first page in Yeridaya, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, they talk about the first Taisus in Chulin. The Maseches Chulin begins HaKol Shochtim. Everybody is able to shecht bay. A Jewish person can shecht. Nochin Shushoch Ata Shchitos in Avela. Metam Lebe Masa. It'll be in Avela. It's not a good Shchita, but a Jew can shecht. So Taisus on the opening, the first Taisus in Chulin, the opening Mishnah, raises the question whether Isha Ksheva Lishcha, can a woman shecht or not? So they quote from the Sefer, Omer Yehoshua, there was a character in the Middle Ages by the name of Eldad Hadoni. He claimed he was from the lost 10 tribes, Meshevet Don, and he had a Sefer that had all of Hilcha Shechita, and the Sefer supposedly was written by Yehoshua ben Nun. So it starts off, Omer Yehoshua mipi Moshe mipi Agvura. Yehoshua ben Nun said in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he goes through Hilchot Shechita. So all the Mishnayim on the opening Mishnah, they quote snippets from this Sefer Aleph Yud, Sefer Omer Yehoshua. And a lot of editions of the Gemara, they spelled out the Rosh Hashanah incorrectly. They wrote that Sefer Eretz Yisrael. It's not Sefer Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Eldad Adoni claims that he came from the other side of the Sambat Yon River, which is not an Eretz Yisrael somewhere in Africa. He wasn't from Eretz Yisrael. But it's the Sefer is Aleph Yud Omer Yehoshua. Those are the first two words in the Sefer. Omer Yehoshua mipi Moshe mipi Agvura. So he says, Anisha is not kosher to shech. Then he says, if you shech, then you didn't say a broche, shchitos and a baby. You're not allowed to eat it. Then he has a whole bunch of other things, all ridiculous things that are absolutely not accepted whatsoever. So the first Ramah talks about that topic. Ishik Shera Lishchait. So the Ramah says yes. The Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch is a little abbreviated. It's left out half the story. If you look in the Ramah and the Darke Moshe on the bottom of the page in the tour, he explains himself better. A woman wants to shecht a chicken for herself, that's no problem. Or she wants to shecht for her family, that's no problem. But the woman should be the shechet for the town, for the city, that's not proper. Why not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. The shechet in Europe used to be sort of the assistant rabbi. The rabbi had a shulchan aruch, and the shechet had a shulchan aruch. The rest of the balabatim didn't have a shulchan aruch. When the rabbi would go on vacation, a lot of times the shechet would have a yoredeya, and he would pass tzken shilas. So that's what the Ramah says. It's not proper to have a woman as the shechet, the official shechet for the whole city, because the shechet is unofficially the assistant rabbi. So a woman may not be the president of the shul. The Rambam writes, you're not permitted to appoint a woman to a position of leadership in the shul, not to be the president of the shul, and so on. Rav Soloveitchik used to be makbid about that. There was one Talmud of one Musma from the yeshiva who was in the rabbinate, and he called, his father was very close to Rav Soloveitchik, so he was very close to Rav Soloveitchik. So he called Rav Soloveitchik, and he told him that they plan to appoint a woman as the president of the shul. So the Rav told him he'll have to resign. If they appoint a woman, that's Keneged Adin. Tell the Balabatim that you're going to have to resign. They told the Balabatim, so they didn't appoint a woman. They didn't want him to resign. Yeah, and was he left the rabbinate anyway? He went into business, and now he's a big baltzdoker. But the Rav told him that's keneged adin, to have a woman to be the president of the institution. That's the Rambam said. This is all included in the pasuk. The drasha zantas malach melach melach v'lo malka. The Gemara never quotes that drasha from the Sifrei, but the Gemara does say. The Gemara in Brachas in Perek Shlosha Shachlu says that Isha Nashim Alav, they're not the Ninyan of Melucha. You have to in the Bracha Rachim no. The Gemara says there are three Brachas in the Birchas HaMazon. So the first, the Gemara Bracha says in Shlosha Shachlu that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu they made bread from the man that came down from heaven. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to compose the bracha Azanas Hakol. After Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, so they had to thank HaKadosh, that's not enough. V'chalta v'savota, how does it say? Eretz Yisrael v'miskein v'stachal b'olechem. V'chalta v'savota v'rachta s'Hashem alakecho. You have to thank HaKadosh
Baruch. Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the lechem. That's the first bracha Zanus Hakom. Then Alo Eretz HaTeva, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So that's when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael after 7 years, Sheva Shekovshu. So then Yeshua ben Nun had to compose the second bracha, Noda Lecha Al Ha'oretz. Then it says Al Ha'oretz HaTeva. So the Gemara says the word HaTeva has a connotation of Ha'or HaTeva HaZev HaLvon, has a connotation of alluding to Yerushalayim. I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Yerushalayim. What's the deal about Yerushalayim? So Yerushalayim is both the political capital of Eretz Yisrael and the Makam HaMikdash. David HaMelech was the one who established Yerushalayim as the capital. First he was the king in Hebron for 7 years, and then he moved his palace to Yerushalayim for the next 33 years of his life. So when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, then there was a Chiyuv Daraisa to add a third bracha to say, thank you very much for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. Al Ha'oretz HaTeva. Al Ha'oretz is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And HaTeva, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim. Then when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, they had to compose the second half of the third bracha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim as the Makam HaMikdash. You can only eat kach mekalim in Yerushalayim. Kach we have to eat in the Azara. Only kohanim and kach mekalim can eat in Yerushalayim. So when he established the first Beis HaMikdash, he had to compose the second half of the third bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only that he gave us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, but he gave us Yerushalayim as the Makam HaMikdash. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban HaMedina and the whole government collapsed, and there's no longer any Malchus Beis David. So then the Tanoim changed, the Tanoim before the days of the Tanoim. Instead of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we still own Eretz Yisrael, we never lost our ownership. But we no longer thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. It's no longer functioning as the capital. We don't thank Him for giving us Yerushalayim is the Makam HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. So they changed the Nusach of the third bracha to Rachim No. That's the question. Is it still Min HaTorah? Maybe V'chalta V'svata V'rachta Hashem L'kach means to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for giving us all these things. But to say, please have Rachmanis, give us back the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the whole bracha of Rachim No is only by the Rabbanim. Maybe it's not Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says you have to mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha. Years ago they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim, which is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. Only Malchus Beis David, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, quotes in the Talmud Yerushalmi that there are several differences between Malchus Beis David and Shar Malachim. The Malchus Beis David is the official Malchus HaNevcheres. Is it in any Shiyut Barzar Ela LaMalchus Beis David Levad? No one is permitted to sit in the Azar, even the Kohen Gadol. No one is allowed to sit in the Kohen Gadol. if you do avodas hakarbonis in a sitting position, the carbon is puzzle. You have to repeat it again. But even if you're not doing hakrovas hakarbonis, not a kohen is doing hakrovas hakarbonis. Stop. Someone wants to sit down. You're not allowed to sit in the azara. The women didn't sit in the azara. The women sat in the ezras noshim. So Rashi writes in a few places in the Gemara, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim on purpose were not Mekadosh Ezras Noshim, the Kedushas HaZorah, only had Kedushas HaRabai, so the women would be able to sit. Because a lot of times the women are pregnant, they're nursing, and they're not up to standing so long. The men don't have the babies, so the men are officially stronger. Now the women who have babies, they take prenatal pills and postnatal pills, are healthier than the husbands. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have these things. So a lot of times the women found it difficult to stand. So that's where Rashi writes in a few places on the Gemara that the Ezras Noshim doesn't have Kedusha Sazor, only has Kedusha Sarabayis. That's why they're permitted to sit. But any Yeshiva Bazor, Ela Malchai Beis David, Bilvad, Malchai Beis David are the Malchus Tanum Cheres, the official Malchus. Then the Rambam quotes from Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph and Ilchus Malochim. Another difference, only a melech from the Malchai Beis David is permitted to use Yerushalayim as the capital. Any other king is not allowed to use Yerushalayim as the capital. That's what some say, half-jokingly, that the American Congress didn't want to recognize Yerushalayim as the capital. They didn't want the Israeli government to violate this din in the Talmud Yerushalmi, because it's not a Malchus Beis David. Could be. It's unclear whether it's a democratic government. It's not a Malchus at all. Maybe the din only applies in melech. A melech not from the Malchus Beis David is not allowed as Yerushalayim, not permitted to use Yerushalayim as his capital. But if it's not a melech at all, maybe the din doesn't apply. Maybe it does apply. Anyway, but there are differences between Malchus Beis David and any other Malchus. Another obvious difference is when you appoint a melech from the Malchus Beis David, you use Mashiach B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. It's not a violation of me, because that's the din. You have to be Moshech the Melochim. But if it's a melech not from the Malchus Beis David, the Malchus Yisrael, you use Mashiach B'Shem and Afarsimon. Farsimon, you don't use Mashiach B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. So the Gemara has a discussion. You're supposed to mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha. Originally, you used to mention Malchus Beis David. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim, which is the capital, and for giving us Malchus Beis David, and for giving us Yerushalayim as the Makam HaMikdash. After the Churban said, please restore the Malchus, have Rachim Noam Malchus Beis David, Mishichecha, have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David. So the Gemara has a discussion, what if one failed to mention Malchus Beis David? So the Gemara says, as far, maybe it's not Mi'ake Bidi Eved, because Noshim are not Labanois Malchus. Women can never be appointed to the position of Malchus. So maybe since women are not Mukhiv to say Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, sounds like the women need a vote, nor can they be elected, nor can they be chosen as the Melech from the Malchus Beis David. So since women don't have that din of mentioning, the requirement to mention Malchus Beis David, so maybe even the men who are supposed to mention it, maybe it's not Mi'akeh B'Di Eved, because by women it doesn't apply. So the Gemara seems to be relying on this drasha in the Sifrei, on the Pasuk, Santos Malach Melech, Melech V'Lei Malka. The Gemara never mentioned the drasha. The Gemara seems to be assuming like that, that it's not proper to appoint a woman to a position, to a public position, of leadership over the men. A woman should be the president of the sisterhood of the shul, that's not a problem. But the woman should be the dean of a college, and all the students in college are men. Yeshiva has a woman who's the dean of the college. She's retiring now, I think. So that's a problem, unless that person is the best one for the job, okay? If that's the best one, most qualified, then you got no choice. But if there's a man who is almost as qualified, then you're not supposed to appoint the woman. So it could well be that that's the pshat over him. If they cover that tzibur, if the tzibur will ask a woman to take an aliyah, that'll be a violation of tznius for the woman. A woman shouldn't have to be called upon to get an aliyah to be moitzi the man. She should learn the kriyas haTorah. She should say the brachas, you're going to call upon women to get aliyahs because the men are not learned enough. The men are not sufficiently learned. So then it's a bizayin for the men. So that's what the Gemara says. Avalam chachamim, yishulat tikman, they cover that tzibur. It's a bizayin to the tzibur that they had to call upon a woman that she should do things for hesed. Usually we expect of the women to lead more of a tzniyistic life than the men. Some people think mistakenly that tznius only has to do with how long the dresses are, with the dress. Dress is one aspect of tznius, but tznius means to lead a life of betzina as opposed to bifarhesia. Rabbanim are always, I don't have any ability to lead a life of betzina. I'm always speaking in public, I'm always a public person. So I have no choice. We compromise on that tznius. The men are called the Bantakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekel Mistater. He's very tsanua. He's invisible. We can't be invisible. Human beings have bodies, can't be invisible, but we're expected. Olamadato Ein Lecha Yoafim Ben Atzinas. You should try to lead a life of Bitzina as opposed to Bifarhesia. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu once in a while does make a Gilu Shechina. He lets people know that he's there. He doesn't always hide. Usually he's a Kel Mistat there, the Tzukim in Yishai like that, but once in a while he does make a Gilu Shechina. So human beings are sometimes called upon to do things different, as you have no choice. But even though men sometimes are called upon to compromise on their tzniyas, some tell them, Malach HaMelech, Melech HaMalka, but women, we don't want them to have to compromise on their tzniyas. That's the Pashtus why we assume that 10 women don't constitute a minyan. Because a minyan means you have a rabbim, you have a befarhesia. And by women, we don't want women to be befarhesia. We want that women shouldn't have to compromise on their tznias. There's even an opinion in the Rashbo, on the first daf in Oseches Nida, that we have a din, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRam Sveika Tohar. So what's the definition of B'Shus HaRam? So there's a Gemara in Nazir, beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim. If you have, let's say, 3 people standing together inside a building, so for Shabbos purposes, inside a building is a Rishus HaYochid. But for Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid versus B'Shus HaRabim, so the Gemara says if you have 3 people standing near each other in a building, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. Because it's this din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei, Rishus HaRabim Sveika Tohar, is learned out from Saito. Because it says by the Eishes Sishes Inso, Vinitmo, Vinitmo, Vinitmo. Why does it say Vinitmo? It means she was Mezane. Why do they have that Losha Vinitmo? So it's alluding to the fact that if you had Kinu Yastira, the husband was Choshed and his wife is Nus, and then later on she's Mesiacheres with that person, Nistero, that's called Stira, she violates Yichud with that person, so then she becomes also Al Baila. But that's only if she was with that person that the husband is choshed, or she's having an affair with that person, she was with that person alone. If there's another person in the room, so that's not called Nistara, that's not called Yichud, there's someone else in the room also. So the only time the woman becomes Asur Al Baila Midin Saito is if there were 2 people in the room, she and the man that the husband is choshed her with. But if there would have been 3 people, it would have not been a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid. So that's about Kine Lo V'Nistra, Glaim Adov Shezinsa, she becomes Asur Al Baila. But why did the Torah use the verb V'Nitmo? It does have nothing to do with Tumah V'Tar. It goes on Zinsa. V'Choshed that the woman was Mezana. So the Gemara assumes that the reason why the Chumash uses the term V'Nitmo is to be Meramis does this din. Just like if you have 2 people, you go, if the wife with the man whom the husband is choshed with, if there are only 2 of them in the room, then sofik soita is lechumra. She's asur labayla, asur labayla, asur labayla. We don't know if she was mizana, but if kina lo binistra, so then we say she's asur. If there would have been a 3rd person in the room, she wouldn't become asura. So by tuma also, if you have 3 people standing near each other, that's called sofik tuma b'shus harabim, and it would be sveika tohar. And if you only have 2 people, then it's Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tomei. So the choice, the fact that the Chumash chose, Rabbi Shalom chose to dictate to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? V'nitmo 3 times, V'nitmo, 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 That's to be meramis to this din of Safik Tum of Bishus HaYochid versus Bishus HaRabim, that it depends whether they have three people together or not. If you have two people in one corner of the room and one person far away in the other corner of the room, they're not near each other, then the Gemara said that's not called Bishus HaRabim. But if you have three people together, then it's called the Bishus HaRabim for the dinim, for the purposes of Safik Tum of Bishus HaRabim, Sveika Tohar. So the Rashba quotes an opinion on the first daf. He doesn't like this opinion, he rejects it. But he quotes a view that if you have, the Gemara talks about Chaver Yosef, Nosin Soysa Vimito, a woman is on a bed, and a group of women are carrying the bed. You have a whole bunch of women, let's say four women carrying a bed, and they're the fourth woman on top, the fifth woman on top of the bed, and she's a Sufik Nido. So some of the Rishonim say, you have a Sufik whether the woman is a Nido or not. But you have five women there, four women carrying the bed and one woman on top of the bed. So let it be a Sufik Tum of Bishus HaRabim Sveika Tohar, why are you machmer? In the opening Mishnah Nida, you say whether Noshim Adai and Shaitan or not, she has Dam now, do I go back to think that maybe the Dam came out from the Bais HaPkanim into the Bais HaChitzon yesterday? Maybe it came out many hours ago. Maybe she's Tamela Mafreya. So that's only a Sufik, it's not a Vaday. So the Rashba quotes those the Rishonim who say that if you have three men together, that's called Rishus HaRabim. But if you have three women together, that's not called the Rishus HaRabim. That's like Bench and Mizumin. If you have Shlosh Shtach L'Kachas, Chayovim L'Zaman, three men. But if you have three women, so the Gemara's Tosis interprets in the Gemara there, that's how it's many assume in Shulchan Aruch like that. Three women, if they want to, can bench mezumin, but they're not mechuyev to bench mezumin. Women is only rishus, because the ikar din is that bench mezumin is a birchas hamazon b'chabura. So three men is called a chabura, or ten men. So you say alakenu, the baruch alakenu shachalnu b'shalay. But the women is only rishus. That's how Tosus learns the Gemara. Not all the rishonim agree with Tosus, but that's the way Tosus interprets the pshat in the Gemara there. That women is only rishus, because women are supposed to be more tzanua than the men. And tzanua means to do things b'tzin as opposed to b'frahesya. So to constitute a whole chabura of three, to have b'chas hamozim b'chabura, to have a minion, so 10 women don't constitute a minion. 10 men make a minion, 10 women, they're not called the rabbim, it's not called the tzibur. So I thought that was the pshat of the Avodamar Chachamim, Mishal Atikra V'Torvam, they call it a tzibur. If you have to call upon women to compromise their tzniyas, to take an aliyah, so that's indicating as if the men are not sufficiently learned. You don't have enough learned men who know how to lay in Kriya Saturn, how to get an aliyah. So that's a violation of Kovar Atzibur. There's a discussion in Achreinim, in Shulchan Aruch, you have in a few places in the Gemara, that you should be careful about things, but then Kovar Atzibur. So what if the tzibur is prepared to be moichel on that kovet? Is that acceptable or not? There's a gemara in Gittin, Perakanezokin, a lot of the dinim, some, not that lot, some of the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah appear in Gittin, Perakanezokin. What's it doing over there? Because the Mishnah has a whole list of dinim that were instituted. Mipnei Darkei Sholem. So the Mishnah makes a statement, the Kohen gets the first aliyah of Pnei Darkei Sholem. What does that mean? That Kohanim are such troublemakers that if you don't give them the first aliyah, they're going to rip down the whole shul? What does it mean, Pnei Darkei Sholem? So the Gemara explains what it means. No, if Kohen gets the first aliyah, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Amor, V'kidashtoi, Yeslechem Alekech U'makrim, so V'kidashtoi, Kori Rishon, Kohen gets the first aliyah. But that's to be mechabed the coin. So if the coin is prepared to be moichel on his kovet, so the Gemara says menatar, he's allowed to be moichel on his kovet, and you can give the first aliyah to a non-coin. So let's say 1 week there'll be a bar mitzvah, an oifruf, going to be a lot of guests, and let's say they need that the local coin should be moichel on his kovet, because if the coin's going to get the first aliyah, then you have to give a lady gets the second aliyah. Then you don't have 7 aliyahs to give all the guests. You only have 5 more aliyahs, and the mafter is going to go to the bar mitzvah, or going to go to the chosun, let's say. They only have another 5 aliyahs. But if the kohen is mechal on his kovet, all the kohanim are mechal on their kovet, and then if there's no kohen, then even though there is a levi, the levi doesn't get the first aliyah. So I have another 2 aliyahs to give to the guests. So the Gemara says we're concerned. We don't allow the kohen to be machal on his kavod because this may cause friction in the community and the shul. Why? One week it'll be a friend of his who's making the oifru for the bar mitzvah, so he'll be machal on his kavod. Then the next week there'll be a different bar mitzvah, a different chassan, and he won't be machal on his kavod. So it's going to cause all friction in the shul. How come last week he was being machal? He was machal on his kavod. This week he wasn't. The Gemara says in the Rabbanim, we don't permit the kohenim to be machal on the kavod at all. So that's a Mishnah in Gittin. So because that Mishnah has a few words about Kriyas HaTorah, so the Gemara has a whole bunch of dinim there, so some halachas that don't appear in Megillah. Most of the dinim are Kriyas HaTorah here in Megillah, but a little bit is there. So one of the dinim the Gemara has there in Gittin, if they call it Atzibur, let's say this week is Parshas Vayishlach. So what do you need a whole Sefer Torah with Chamishul Chamshe Torah? Why not just have a little cloth? A Sefer Torah are heavy. Maybe they should write Parshas Vayishlach in a cloth. So the Gemara says, no, you just have Parshas Vayishlach less than a Sefer Shalem. That's called Kriya Bal Peh. Like if you learn from a printed Chumash, that's Kriya Bal Peh. Kriya Mitoch HaKsav means from a cloth, and you have a Sefer Shalem. So that's you'll have Bereshis, Abba Chumash Bereshis. What in need a whole Chamishul Chumshe Torah is heavy. Have a cloth that just has Sefer Bereshit, Sefer Shalom. That's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. That's not Kriya Bal Peh. But when they cover that Tzibur, we require that you should learn from a Sefer Torah B'Shalom that has all the Chamishul Chamshe Torah. So that's the question. What does it mean? What's the cover that Tzibur? Cover that Tzibur. It shouldn't look as if the community is so poor that it can't afford to have a Chamishul Chamshe Torah in one cloth. That's what it means. Maybe it's an expression, maybe it means something else. That on the occasion of Maamar HaSinai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu read from the Sefer HaBris. What's the Sefer HaBris? Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. Sefer HaBris is from the beginning of Bereshis till Parshas Yisro. Everything up till then. That was at the time of Maamar HaSinai, that was the Sefer HaBris. After 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu various parshios. Then at the end of Arba'im Shana Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, put together the Chamishul Chamshe Torah. This parsha goes first, this parsha goes second, this is third, this is fourth. Put a psucha here, put a stup over there, and it has the whole Sefer Torah now. So Rashi HaChumash points out at the end of the Arba'im Shana, the din of the Sefer HaBris changed. Instead of being from Bereshis till Maamar HaSinai, Sefer HaBris is not the whole Chamishul Chamshe Torah. So the Pashtus is that when you learn B'tzibur, it's a violation of Kavod HaTzibur if you're going to learn just from a Sefer Bereshis. It'll be Kriya Mitoch HaKsav because you have cloth, it's on parchment, it's not supposed to be on paper, and it's a Sefer Shalem. So it's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, but it's not from a Sefer HaBris. So the Kriya Bris was made with the Tzibur, it wasn't made with any Yochid. Kriyas Bris on the Torah was made with the klalis or with the tzibur. So when they cover that tzibur, you shouldn't lain from a sefer bereshit. That's the Gemara has a shad. Can you lain from chumashim? Doesn't mean it's printed in chumash. It means the chumash a sefer bereshit. It's kriy mitoch haksav. If it's a sefer shalom, it's called kriy mitoch haksav. But if it's not all chamishul chamshe Torah, then it's a violation of cover that tzibur because it at the end of the Arba'im Shana Bamidbar. The Sefer HaBris, the din of Sefer HaBris was changed. The whole Chamishul Chamshe Torah is the Sefer HaBris. So that, does that make sense? The Tzibur should be Mochal on the Kavod? Probably not. Over there, you don't necessarily have to assume that every single din of Kavod HaTzibur is the same. Could be some of them the Tzibur may be Mochal on the Kavod. Some of them we would recommend they should not be Mochal on the Kavod. But the Achrayim discuss it. Whenever it says a din in the Gemara, that Kavod HaTzibur, the Achrayim on Shulchan Aruch discuss it. Does the Tzibur have a right to be Merchal on the Kavod? So that's the Gemara. So then the Gemara has a famous Machloik to Samarayim. When you say that on Yom Tov you give 5 Aliyahs, and on Yom Kippur you give 6 Aliyahs, and on Shabbos you give 7 Aliyahs, the 5, 6, and 7, that includes the Maftir. So the Bala Maftir is the last Aliyah. That's the Shabbos. He gives 7 aliyahs, and the 7th aliyah is going to say the haftarah from the Navi. But he say, no, maftir is not oil le minyan akruim. the 5, 6, 7 aliyahs on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shabbat, that's just aliyahs. And then you have Noisef Al Kach. In addition to the 5, 6, 7 aliyahs, you have another aliyah, the Balmaftir, that you learn from the Sefer Torah. So it's not really 5, 6, 7, it's really 6, 7, 8. It's really 6, 7, 8. So that's the Gemara Shaila. That's the Gemara Shaila. Boilu, they had a Sefer Maftir, Maushi Yala, Leninya, Shiva. Does he count as one of the 5, 6, 7 aliyahs on Shabbos Ayyantif when you have a Maftir? So it's Machlekes Hamaran. Rav Huna had a Machlekes Rabbi Yumya Barab. Chadam, one of the two Hamaran, said, Oila, he counts as one of the 7 aliyahs. The sum total of all the aliyahs is going to be 5, 6, 7. But Chadam, on the other Hamaran, says, no, Eno Oila. You have to give 5, 6, 7 aliyahs without laning Maftir. So it's really not 5, 6, 7, it's really 6, 7, 8. That's the Gemara Shana. Yeah, so we discussed this already when we started the Perek. How do we pass on Halacha? So it's an issue. Because our practice is on Yom Tov, you give 5 aliyahs, then you give Maftir in addition. We say Chatzi Kaddish after the 5 aliyahs, then you lay in a 6th aliyah from the Sefer Torah. So on Yom Tov, the Maftir is not Meminyan HaChamisha. And on Yom Kippur, you give 6 aliyahs, plus you give Maftir, so it's really 7. And on Shabbos, we always give 8 aliyahs. So on the one hand, on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and Yom Tov, we assume that the Maftir is not Oilel El Minyan Shiva. We have 6, 7, 8 aliyahs, not 5, 6, 7. And on a Tainus Sibur, when you only give 3 aliyahs, so the 3rd aliyah is the Maftir. So we say the Maftir is Oilel El Minyan Kun. So that's what Tosfos raised that question. How do we pass them? There's a stira, the way we practice our stira. So Rabbeinu Tam gave it. Tosfos quotes only the Rabbeinu Tam who disagreed with one of the other Balei HaTosfos. Tosfos doesn't quote the whole thing. You look in the Oz HaRuah, it's more Barichas. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, Me'ikar Adin, we pass them after Israel and Aminyan Akruim. So that's why on a Tainus Sibur, when you don't make any Hosofos, you're not allowed to make any Hosofos on Hashem v'chamishi, or on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, or on a Tainus Sibur. So you're not allowed to make any Hosofos. So you only give 3 aliyahs, that's it, because Mi'ikar Adin, the Maftir, counts as one of the 3 aliyahs. But on Yom Tov, and on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos, where you give 5, 6, 7, and the simple reading of the Mishnah is you're permitted to make Hosofos. We said we're Machmer for the Ran. The Ran on the Rif, on the first Mishnah in this pairing, the Ran on the Rif says, you're only allowed to make Hosofos on Shabbos. Shabbos is the highest number of aliyahs, so you can, 7, so you can make as many as you want. But if you're going to make Hosofos on Yom Tov, you're going to give 6 aliyahs instead of 5. You're giving Yom Tov the Chashivas like Yom Kippur, so that takes away from Yom Kippur. You're going to give 7 aliyahs on Yom Kippur instead of 5, you're taking away from the Kavod of Shabbos. Shabbos has 7. Yom Kippur is only supposed to have 6, so they run. So we're lehatchila, we're choshish for that run. So we don't make any hasofas, not on Yom Tov, and not on Yom Kippur. But Mikra, then you're allowed to make hasofas. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. In order to satisfy the both opinions in the Gemara, whether Maftir is oila, Maftir is not oila. So that's why on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, when you're permitted to make Hosofa, so we always make one Hosofa. Instead of only giving 5 aliyahs, we give 6. And the Maftir is the 6th. And on Yom Kippur, instead of giving 6, we give 7. We make Hosofa. And on Shabbos, instead of giving 7, you're allowed to make Hosofas on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur, Nikar Adin, and on Shabbos as well. But on a Tainus Sibur, when you're not allowed to make any Hosofas, you follow the Ikar Adin. So the Ikar Adin is that the Maftir is oiler than the Yakut. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That the fact that we have the Maftir as an additional aliyah, it's always a Hosofa, that's to be Yotze Yidei Kol HaShitas. And we might want to satisfy the other opinion, also Maftir is not oiler, but the Mikra Adin, we don't really pass like that. But the Rabbeinu Tam wrote to the Rabbeinu Meshulam. He was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. And after he graduated, I guess after he got his smicha, he moved away. He lived in a different city. So he disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. Every so often, Tosfos quotes Machlokes Rabbeinu Meshulam with the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Meshulam held Fakeret. He held that the fact that we give 5 plus 1 on Yom Tov shows that we paskin. What do you mean, want to be out to both shitas and we don't paskin like that, man. He said, the fact that we give 6 aliyahs on Yom Tov, 7 aliyahs on Yom Kippur, and 8 aliyahs on Shabbos is conclusive proof that we paskin the maktav. It's not oil in the minyan shul. How come on a tiny seba? No. So that's the Ozora doesn't explain, so Rav Soloveitchik can explain. There was one opinion in the Tanoim that when Tisha B'Av, when the Titus falls out on any day other than Sheni V'Chamishi, you only give one aliyah on the Titus. He said, what do you mean one aliyah? So we don't pass like that. We pass, you never have Kriya Satorah less than 3 aliyahs. But there was one opinion when the Titus Tzibur falls out on any day other than Sheni V'Chamishi, so you only give one aliyah. Why? Because you really don't want to give any aliyahs on the Titus Tzibur. You want to only make lane for the Navi, because the Naveen was sent to give Tochacha and Musa. They weren't too successful. The Jewish people never listened to the Musa. They continued to sin. That's what the Gemara has a lotion. G'dola ha-saras ha-tabas, Yosef imemches Naveen. When Haman wanted to wipe out the Jewish people, and he wrote up a whole declaration that we're going to kill all the Jews, so the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Yosef ha-melech is tabato, he took of his signet ring and he gave it to Haman. He should put his stamp of approval. The king's ring should the signet ring, he should put his signature on the bottom of the edict that they're going to kill all the Jews. That's called Hasaras HaTabas. When the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a Melech Rasha the ability to give the Jews a hard time, that's called Hasaras HaTabas. The Gemara has a Lashon, G'dola Hasaras HaTabas, Yosef Memchas Nevim. It works better than all the 48 Nevim that we had. Nevim didn't accomplish too much. The people never did any tshuva. They hardly ever listened to the Nevim. But the Hasaras HaTabas works. You got the Ribbono Shel Olam gets people to do tshuva when he does Hasaras HaTabas. Right now in Eretz Yisrael, they say there's tremendous, tremendous movement for tshuva, for Taras HaMishpacha, and for saying Shema Yisrael, and for tzitzis. All the soldiers want a pair of tzitzis. Unbelievable. Many people are promising to observe Shabbos. They want to observe Shabbos for the rest of their lives. Tefillin. You have to get such a Cyrus in America. We need a Chas v'Chalila. The Nevi'im don't, all the Musa they gave didn't have. You need, the Gemara said, G'dol HaSaras HaTabas. And it's thought that was a HaSaras HaTabas. They killed so many hundreds of people there. Yefelech. So that's what the, so there was one opinion in the Tanoim that when Tisha B'Av falls out on any day of the week other than Sheni V'Chamishi, you only give one aliyah, because you don't really want to give any Kriyas HaTorah at all. You only want to learn from the Nevi'im to give Musa. But that's a din. Hamafta b'Novi tzarich shi'ikar b'Torah tchila. You can't just give an aliyah. You're going to learn from the Novi. As if you're giving chashiva significance to the Novi, the same level as the Torah. Just like you give Kriyas HaTorah, you learn from the Chamishu Chamshe Torah. So we learn from the Navi. No, Navi is a slightly lower level than Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Torah is a higher level. Torah's Moshe Ben is a higher level than the Navi'im. So I'm up to the Navi Tzach Sheik by Torah Tchila. So, but really you're not interested in the Kriyas HaTorah. It's only when they cover the Torah. People shouldn't think that the Navi is on the same high level as the Sefer Torah. So the Navi has to learn a little bit. But one Tana said, all you need is one Aliyah. You don't need, there's no, there never was a takana of Kriyas HaTorah. You just need one aliyah, that's the Haftorah. But you can't lay in Haftorah alone, so you have to lay from the Sefer Torah also. So that's what this Rishon holds, that on a tiny seaboard, there's no, you don't need a whole Kriyas HaTorah. All you really want is the Kriyas Haftorah. But you can't just lay in Haftorah without first laying Torah. So you never have, so we paskin like the Tanaim, you never have Kriyas HaTorah less than 3 aliyahs. But there isn't an independent requirement for Kriyas HaTorah on a Tanis Sibur. So that's why we say on a Tanis Sibur, you don't have to have a Kriyas HaTorah plus Amaftir. But whenever you really eat it, whenever there's a Takana, there's a double Takana, Takana of Kriyas HaTorah and Takana Amaftir. So on Yontav, you have 5 Aliyahs plus 1. Maftir is not Oilil and you're not Kruin. On a Tanis Sibur, there never was a separate Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, only a Takana to Lane from the Navi to give to Chocha Musar, people should be Chosei B'Tshuva, but you can't learn from Navi without first learning from the Sefer Torah. You can't have Kriyas HaTorah less than 3 aliyahs, so that's why it's 3. But there never was a separate Takana of Kriyas HaTorah on a Tanis Sibur. That's what the other, that's what the Rabbeinu Meshulam apparently held. But we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. we assume like the Rabbi Natan. The Mikra Din on all three, on Yontif and Yom Kippur and Shabbat, all three you're allowed to make Klai Sofis. And the fact that we give six aliyahs, 6, 7, and 8 instead of 5, 6, and 7 is because we're making Klai Sofis. But Mikra Din the Mafta is really Oyla Lemina Kun. So where does it come up? Halacha Lamaise? Is it Din Shulchan Aruch? Let's say they're learning Kriyas HaTorah and they find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam in the Tshuva, the Kesef Mishnah, quotes the Tshuva's Rashba, who noticed this theory. They asked the Rashba about this. The Rambam in the Tshuva's writes, you can learn Kriyas HaTorah from a printed Chumash. You don't have to have a Sefer Torah that has Kedusha Sefer Torah. You don't need a klaf. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has all the Hilchos Sefer Torah. And he says, if you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, number one, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Kisvil chemes hashir hazos. Every Jewish man is obligated to either write or to commission a sefer to write the Sefer Torah, the chamishul chamshet Torah. So it has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. And then the Rambam said, that's number one. If it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. Then he says, number two, you can't learn Kriyas HaTorah unless it's a kosher Sefer Torah. If you don't have a Sefer Torah, you don't have Kriyas HaTorah. Against what he wrote in the Tshuva. So the Kesef Mishnah points out this contradiction between Tshuvas HaRambam and the Mishnah Torah. So he quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, who this was brought to the Rashba's attention. There's a stir in the Rambam between the Tshuvas HaRambam and the Mishnah Torah. So the Rashba writes, when the Rambam was younger, he thought, like he wrote in the Tshuva. Then when he got older, he changed his mind. A lot of dinim that the Rambam changed his mind. So in his old age, he changed his mind. He decided that you can't be yotzei Kriyas HaTorah unless it's a kosher or sefer Torah. You're not yotzei if it's a pasul or sefer Torah. So let's say you're learning Kriyas HaTorah and you find a mistake in the sefer Torah, missing letter or whatever, spelled wrong, something wrong. So you put away the pasul or sefer Torah, take out another sefer Torah. If it bid the Yevud, we rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva. So we don't demand that they should learn everything over again. But he ever but yotzei, you found the mistake after 3 aliyahs, 4 aliyahs, whatever. So but he ever did yotzei those few aliyahs. Amikano habbots lechatchila. So you want to satisfy the sock that the Rama has in the Mishnah Torah. So you take out a new Sefer Torah. But what happens if they found the mistake in Shvi, the end of Shvi? It once happened in the yeshiva, Parshas Vayikra, I remember, and they found the mistake on the last pasuk. And Parshas Vayikra. So then you're going to put away the Sefer Torah, take out another Sefer Torah, just in order to make a Hay Sofer, according to the Rabbi Natan, we can have 7 aliyahs here, you'd say, and the 7th aliyah you can say Maftir. The only reason why we have Maftir in addition to the 7 aliyahs is to satisfy the both opinions in the Gemara. To satisfy, to be machmet, to satisfy both of you. But because of that, you're going to take out another Sefer Torah to make a whole Lasik. You don't take out another Sefer Torah if you don't have any more, you don't have any more aliyahs to lay. You don't take out another Sefer Torah to make a Hisofa, in other words. Give Maftir an aliyah of a Hisofa. So you tell the Shvi, he thought it was only going to be Shvi, and someone else was preparing the Haftarah. So we tell the Shvi, you're going to say the Haftarah. We assume that Allah is like the Rabbi Natan, that the Maftir is always a Haysofer, and you don't take out another Sefer Torah to make Haysofers.
I thought it's failed here.
No.
I don't know what happened. Huh?
Could we ask everyone to please mute themselves so we won't disturb all the other listeners? Okay, so this is the Shaila, this was the Machlokes in the Gemara. Iboilahu, towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph in Masechas Megillah, Iboilahu, Shaila was with a Mapta Oila, the Minyan Ashiba, a Mapta Nad Oila. So there's a Machlokes Amar, Chadama Oila, Chadama Ener Oila. Mandi Amar Oila, why does he hold that it counts as 1 of the 7 aliyahs to Hakari? Because you lay 3 psukim for the Bala Mapta, so it's another aliyah. Mandi Amar. Why kid the no, the whole reason why you're laying Kriyas HaTorah for the Maftir is when they call it HaTorah. Kid the Ulad, Amar Ulad, Mepnei Ma, Maftir Ben Amitzel Shikbar Torah Tchila, one who gets maftir. Let him say the haftarah from the Navi. Why do you make him lay three psukim with no permission? So that's telling him they cover that Torah. People shouldn't think that the Navi is equal footing with the Sefer Torah. Just as important as the Kriyas HaTorah is the Kriyas HaTorah. So we want to show it's not so. So we insist that the Bala Maftar should say first an Aliyah from the Sefer Torah, and then say the HaTorah. But since it's only meant to cover the HaTorah, Mikra Din, it's not really an Aliyah. So the Maftar is not earlier than the Inyan HaKur. That was the Machlokes. So then the Gemara says, Meisvei, you're going to ask Akasha. After Bad Novi, how many? So we know the din is every aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim, and the whole Kriyas HaTorah, you have three aliyahs, has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. It should really have been 9 psukim, 3, 3, 3. Three aliyahs, each aliyah has a minimum of 3 psukim. The whole Kriyas HaTorah should be a minimum of 9 psukim. Mar says, no, that's the way they were misakin. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and all Kriyas HaTorah with the 3 aliyahs has to have a minimum of 4. And then the Gemara said, whichever is going to get the 4th pasuk, there's a source that's the proper way. Either the Kohen gets the 4 psukim, or the Levi gets the 4 psukim, or the Shlishi gets the 4 psukim. Whoever gets is good. What's the sum total of psukim that you need for the Haftarah when you're laying for the Novi? So the Gemara says, on Shabbos 21, on Yom Tov 15, where they get that number from? 21, because you need 7 aliyahs, each aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, so 7 times 3 is 21. So you need 20, the Kriyas HaHaftarah, Haftarah should be a minimum of 21 psukim. Mafta ben Avi, the last two lines on Chav Gimel Amal, Mafta ben Avi, Lo Yivcha shouldn't have less than Esam V'yachet psukim, you have to have at least 21 psukim. Kenegas Shiva Shekor HaTorah, 7 aliyahs times 3 is 21. If you're going to tell me that the din is like the Rabbeinu Meshulam holds, the maftar is not oil in a minyan akruim, means you really give 8 aliyahs every Shabbos. 8 aliyahs, 8 times 3 is 24, it's not 21. That's the Gemara's kasha. The im isan, if you're going to tell me maftar doesn't count as one of the minyan akruim, you need 8 aliyahs. There should be Esmer Bahavia, there should be 24 psukim, should be the minimum. And the Gemara, no. Kaven, the Mishum Kabaratoru, Meikaradin, or you need a 7 aliyahs. You really, they didn't want to be Misakin 8 aliyahs. They wanted to be Misakin 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. But since the Maftar is going to have to lay for the Navi, and then there's going to be an issue of Kabaratoru, but that's why the Maftar has to lay also 3 psukim from the Sefer Torah. But it's only Mishum Kabaratoru, it's not really the Torah's Kriyas HaTorah. So since the Yikr is only the 7 aliyahs, so the Haftarah only has to be 21. So, sure. That's what the Mars says, gave the Mishum Kabir HaTorah, it's only Kabir HaTorah. So, connect the Namala, but you don't need another 3 psukim in Haftarah. Connect the 3 psukim of the aliyah of the Maftar. Sure. So, it's a machloik is Samurai, and the Gemara doesn't give you a hacharab. So that's why it's a machloik is Rabbein and Talmud, the Rabbein and Meshulam. What is the maskana? We assume Mishulana, we assume like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Mikra Din Mafta Rizal and the Minya Akruim. It's only to satisfy the both opinions. And on the Taina Sibur, you can't make any Hasafas. So you can't add a 4th Aliyah. So that's why the Shlishi is the Mafta. I remember once in the Yeshiva on the Taina Sibur. So the Gabbai called out the Shlishi, called Yamo, something so Maftir. Rav Soloveitchik was makpid. He said, you don't call maftir. He's shlishi. He's going to say the haftarah. He said, you don't say yamad maftir. But I think there's another Yehuda who assumes that they do say yamad maftir. Now Yehuda has, he talks about calling the two brothers one after the other. Shouldn't do it, Mishumayin Hara. So it's only if you're calling them by name. But if you say yamad maftir, yamad shmi, some communities, they don't say Shvi, they don't call by name, they say Yamat Shvi. So if you don't call my name, so then there's no Ayin Har. So he says, he read the Rebbe writes on a tiny Sibur, and the Gabbai calls up the Maftar, he says Yamat Maftar, he doesn't say Yamat Shlishi. I don't know why they're touchy about it. He told the Gabbai, that's right, he should say Yamat Shlishi, he shouldn't say Yamat Maftar. See, the Gemara is bothered with their question. Once in a while we have a Haftarah on Shabbos, that's way less than 21 psukim. He just said, after the Navi, the Ikra Pachas me 21 Psukim, Craig the Gemara, or a Maske for Rada the Hare or the Sech Misofu, that's the Haftarah and Parshas Tzav, I think. So having, it's not Eshman Bechad, it's not 21 Psukim. The Karina, you read the Haftarah, it doesn't have 21 Psukim. Everything more Shani Hossam, the Salakin Yonah, the topic is completed in less than 21 Psukim. If it's a long topic, that's 35 psukim. You don't have to learn all 35. If you learn 21 psukim, it's shagino. You know. That's where Rav Soloveitchik suggested from this Gemara. Tosfos has earlier. Tosfos raised the question: if every aliyah is 3 psukim, but the sum total of the 3 aliyahs has to be 10 psukim. Someone has to get 4. Okay. So Tosfos raised the issue: what do you do on Purim? You learn by Yovah Amalek, and it's only 9 psukim. You don't have 10 psukim. So the Mechaber quotes the one answer that Tosfos gives. You should lean over the last pasuk twice. Even though you're not leaning 10 different psukim, you lean 9 psukim, but you lean the 9th pasuk twice, that counts as the 10th pasuk. So that's the Mechaber writes like that, and some Svardim follow that psak of the Mechaber. And there are more followers, Tosfos suggested. And just like the Gemara says here, that the Haftarah should have a minimum of 21 psukim. But if the topic is completed in less than 21, then you don't need. Shalom and Yonah is good. So the same thing, the Kriyas HaTorah should have a minimum of 10 psukim. That's if the topic needs 35 psukim to cover it. So if three aliyahs. So if you finish Shalom and Yonah in 9 psukim, you should always get a minimum of 10 psukim. But if Shalom and Yonah and 9 psukim, so it's good enough like that. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It would appear, he thought he was interpreting the Gemara. Every aliyah has to at least begin the topic. So sometimes you have in a good case of Nechumash, the first pasuk, Dabel ben Yisro ben Marta Aleim. Well, the first pasuk sometimes says, Dabel shem ben Moshe Leimar. So you don't even know what the topic is. There are no titles in the Nechumash. Then the next pasuk says, Dabel ben Yisro ben Marta Aleim. You still don't even know. You didn't even scratch the surface. You don't even know what the topic is. So that's what the Rav thought, that every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim. You have to at least begin the topic. So sometimes, in a rare case, sometimes you're going to have 2 psukim in a row. You didn't even scratch the surface. You don't know what the topic is. So that's why every aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim. And then all sum total of the Kriyas HaTorah has to be 10 psukim, that you should finish a chunk of the topic. You may not finish the whole topic, it's 45 psukim, but you finish a chunk of the topic. But if it's Shalom and Yonah, 9 psukim on Purim, the whole topic by Yovah Amalek is finished in 9 psukim. So good. So you finish the whole topic, Shalom and Yonah. But the Gemara originally said the Shalom and Yonah regarding the 21 psukim of the Haftarah. Shalom and Yonah, so you don't need 21 psukim. So Tosfos applies it also to the 10 psukim that the Kriyas HaTorah. Sachakol of the 3 aliyahs of Kriyas HaTorah has to be at least 10 psukim, but if you have 9 psukim in Shalom and Yonah, so far I think so, you don't need the 10th pasuk. The purpose of the 10th pasuk that it should become a Shalom and Yonah. It should finish the whole topic. So what does the Gemara say? That if it's not Shalom and Yonah, you have to lay in 21 psukim, a minimum 21 psukim for HaTorah. Take the Gemara Kasha, the Eicha, the Loi Salik in Yonah. If you didn't finish the whole topic, what's the din? Loi. Then you have to have a minimum of 21 psukim. Shrek digim of Amr, Rav Shmuel bar Rabbe, Zimnin, Sagin, quite a few times, Rabbi Koyim, the Kamei, the Rabbi Yechanan, he was leaning by Rabbi Yechanan, he got mafter, we have a Karina, and a sort of psuki, he said, he was saying, after he finished 10 psukim, it didn't say 21, finished 10 psukim, Amalona, a psuki. So Rabbi Yechanan said, that's a shanginuk. How can it be ginuk if you have to have a minimum of 21 psukim? And for the Gemara, no. Welcome Sheish Turgamon Shiny. If you have a Maturgamon, in the days of the Gemara, in the days of Ezra, the Kriyas HaTorah as we observe it today is based on what's described in Nehemiah chapter Ches. It says that they lay in Kriyas HaTorah. It was 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They lay in Kriyas HaTorah and they gave Kohen Levi. Ezra was a Kohen, got the first Aliyah. Baruch Hashem, exactly the way we do Kriyas HaTorah now. everything is based on what's described in Ezra and in Nehemiah. Ezra, they described the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah, and then in Nehemiah, they laid the Bris HaMana, when they made a new Kriyas in Bris on Kabbalah's Torah Rosh HaBal Peh. That's a fulfillment of the Nevuah that's in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Novi complains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bris with the Jewish people at HaSinai, and they violated the Bris. The Jews violated the Bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to kick them out of Eretz Yisrael, had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and chase them out from Eretz Yisrael. And then the Navi says, B'nevuah, v'charat heitchem Bris chadasha. I'm going to make a new Kriyas Bris. That's going to be the Bris HaMana that's described in Nehemiah. And this time, the Bris will be engraved on your hearts. That's probably an allusion to the Torah Shabbat Peh. Whenever you write a Sefer Torah, so you have to write on cloth. So you write on parchment. But the Torah Shabbat Peh belongs to the world of ideas. It doesn't have to be on parchment. So that's what you say, Kas Maluach Libecha. Torah Shabbat Peh is sort of engraved on our hearts. So that's what the Navi Yirmiyah says, Chareat Eitchem Bris Chadosha, and you'll be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael again. Now, they were chased out of Eretz Yisrael. There was a Golus at the time of Churban Bais Rishon because we violated the Bris. But we're going to make a new Bris again, then we'll be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael again. That Bris HaChadosha, that's when they signed the Bris HaMana. Each one of the Shvatim signed, there was one big document, we representing all of the Yudbei Shvatim, commit ourselves to observe all the Dinim and the Torah, Shiloh HaVadim, Evidivri, they were violating the Din. When you have an Evidivri, you're supposed to set him free after 6 years. So they weren't setting free the Evidivri, they were violating a lot of Dinim. So the Navi said there's going to be a new Kriyas Bris, and this time it's going to be sort of engraved on our hearts. So it says there, when they learned Kriyas HaTorah and Ezra, when they learned by the Bris HaMana and Nehemiah, it says they had a meturgeman. There's an old institution that had a meturgeman. We don't have any meturgeman today. We don't have. Why? Because the Gemara says that the Targum Onkelos was Misinai. And people today don't know Aramaic. So what are you going to gain by having a meturgeman? So the Gemara says there were some communities where they said the meturgeman would translate the Navi, and some communities they would not. So Tosfos says, Tap Tosfos says, Alzeh Anu Somchen. Gemara says, in the days of the Gemara, there were communities where they didn't have a meturgeman. So Tosfos says, we rely on this. She'en on a meturgemim haftarah shebechol yomos hashana. We don't use a meturgeman all year long. On Yontif, the Tosfos used to have a meturgeman. We don't have any meturgeman. Yeah, the Tap Tosfos on the next daf, Achav Dalim and Alf also says, Achshev en anu makrim le meturgeman. Yeah, I feel a bit obvious. The Pesach, they used to have a meturgeman on Yom Tovim, on the Shabbosim they didn't have a Chol Hashana, they didn't have a meturgeman on Yom Tovim. They did. So Tosfos said, you see from the Gemara that there were mekaymis yesh. There were some communities where they had a meturgeman for the Navi, and some communities where they didn't. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechanan, after the Bal Mafta would have read 10 psukim and the meturgeman translated and explained the 10 psukim, so it's already twice as long as it would have been. By us, we don't never have a meturgeman. So we go quickly. We read 21 psukim in no time. But in the days of the Gemara, they would say 10 psukim from the Navi, and have a meturgeman would take much longer than, it took longer than saying another 10 psukim. So it took so much time. So that's equivalent to 21 psukim. So that's what he says. Zim this again many times. I was the Balkari, Abi Kohim, the Kamei, the Rabbi Yechon, the Chai, Abi Karin, and Asar Psukim. When we read 10 Psukim from the Haftarah, Omalon Psukim, you don't have to say more. The Gemara says, why? But you have to have a minimum of 22, of 21 Psukim. And with the Gemara, Balkari says, Turgamon Shaini, if you have a Turgamon, 10 Psukim is already more than 21. Tadlon Erav Tachlafta, Tony Rav Tachlifa, Bar Shmuel, Oshan, Mokh Mashain, but Turgamon. Then you need a minimum of 21 psukim in the Haftarah. Avam Akum Sheish Meturgamon, then Poisek. So Tosfos just says, it's Sif and Igmar, then in the days of the Igmar, they didn't always have a Meturgamon. So that's their practice. They don't always say the Targum. They used to say Targum on Yom Tovim. We don't even say on Yom Tovim. These are the Dinim and Shulchan Aruch, yeah. The next Mishnah is a very famous Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. the Mishnah lists off all the mitzvahs that require a minyan to fulfill. So for Chazaras HaShatz, you need a minyan of 10 men. And for Kriyas HaTorah, Kaddish Kedushat Baruch Hu, you need a minyan. So the Mishnah, that's what we call a Dabba Shebikdusha. Dabba Shebikdusha, you need a minyan. So the Gemara asks, Mino HaRemili, what's the mocker for this? Is there a mocker or chumish for this, that a Dabba Shebikdusha needs a minyan? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abchia Barab, Amar Ab Yechanan, Amar Kroa, it says in the chumish, when he dashed it himself in Israel, called Dabba Shebikdusha, lo yehe pachas me'asar. V'nigdashti, it says, V'lo sechalo Hashem kachi, shen mek achil Hashem, v'nigdashti b'sach v'nisso. It's a mitzvah to make a kiddush Hashem. Mitzvah says, v'nigdashti, to make a kiddush Hashem. It's a mitzvah, lo says, V'lo sechalo Hashem kachi. What is the mitzvah says, of what, and what's the lo says, not to make a chil Hashem? What does it refer to? So it really refers to the dinim of Yehoreg Val Yavar. That's the mitzvah, v'hafto es Hashem alakecha. You have to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha. So you say Yehoreg Val Yavar on anything in the world. Let's say a guy threatens to kill me. Let's say the guy robbed the bank. He wants me to drive the getaway car, and he says I should drive the car, otherwise he's going to shoot me. So I'm not allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos. So I have to say, I have to give up my life not to be Mechallel Shabbos. No, that's a din pikuach nefesh zedecha kol haTorah kula. So when do you say Yehoreg Val Yavar? So on the Gimel Averus HaChamuris, Avodah Zarah Gilei Rashi HaZdamim, we say Yehoreg Val Yavar. What about our Shah Averus on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, if it's b'fahesya, b'nigdash to b'soch b'nei Yisrael has the connotation of you have to make a Kiddush Hashem, if it's b'fnei asara me Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, my mashma, where do you see the mashmois of that pasuk, b'nigdash to b'soch b'nei Yisrael? Where do you see that the mashmois is that if you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, and you're going to eat treifas in the presence of 10 Jews, then it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. Where do you see that? So the Gemara explains the word toch has the connotation of 10. Where did they get that from? It says, you shouldn't make a Chil Hashem, it shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in the presence of 10 Jews. So you should make a Kiddush Hashem, give up your life. It's Yehoreg Val Yavar. And if it's an Aver, b'fahesya, so he said, Yehoreg Val Yavar. I didn't know if Asi means 10, because it says, Admasa Leida Harah HaZos, there were 12 Meraglim, and Yeshua and Kolob gave an honest report. They gave a true report, that there was no problem. But the 10 Meraglim gave a rotten report. To deter the people, they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Admasa Leida Harah HaZos, Yotzi Yeshua the Kolob. Hey, the Harah with the 12 Meraglim, but not all 12, only 10 out of the 12. Shua and Kolob gave a good report. So you see that the word Eda has the connotation of 10. Amosel Eda Harazos, there were 10 rotten Meraglim. And then there's another passage that puts together the word Eda with the word Toch. What is that passage? It dashed the Besel Kunsilva. He bought them Toch Eda Harazos. So it says over there Eida, and it says Mitoich. So you see that the word Amosel Eida Haraza is by the 10 Meraglim. So you see that the word Eida has the connotation of 10. And here it says Ibana Mitoch Eida Haraza, that the word Mitoch has the same connotation as the word Eida. Here it says Menigdash Tevisoch Menei Israel. So Kiddush Hashem Yehoreg Val Yavar. If the Aver is done before Hesiv, if they are Sarmi Israel, so then you say Yehoreg Val Yavar. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that's a din d'oraisa. But you get to that din d'oraisa, there are no compromises. The din of Yehoreg Val Yavar only applies if the Aver is being violated, if Ayesia, Tnei Asura Gidoyle Mi Yisrael. If you only have 9 men and 1 woman, you have 9 free men and 1 Evet Knaini, you have 9 adults and 1 Kotten, you're not Mitzar of 1 Kotten. That's a real din d'oraisa, you need Asura. We have kulas that one Evik 90 can be mitzarev to a minion, and one katan can be mitzarev to a minion, and some shonim even hold even one isha can be mitzarev to a minion. So that's because the din that we know of, that Dovish B'Kedusha needs us to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah and HaFtar Dovish B'Kedusha, that's only a din mid-Rabbanah. So there, we'll make a little bit, as long as you have 9 adults and 1 katan, or 9 men and 1 woman, nine b'nei chorin and one eved tiny. So the Gemara says there's room to be makel. But on the level of the deraisa for the purposes of a yarg b'yav, that's the deal, that's the real din deraisa. Of the nigdash to b'sof b'nei sosa there, you need all ten should be gedarim. So that's what the Gemara meant, that's Rav Moshe Fasher, right? The Gemara meant it as an asmachta. The real pshat v'nigdash to b'sof b'nei sosa goes on yarg b'yavr. That you need ten asor gedarim. Asor gedarim, and even one cotton is that mitzvah. But on a level of Rabbanon, so Dovish HaBikdusha needs Asar. Yeah, we mentioned that the Achrayim from the 1500s had a machlokes regarding reciting Yud Gimel Midas when you say Slichas. The Slichas reciting Slichas. A lot of boys are traveling home, though, they're traveling to Eretz Yisrael and Aseres Meitshuva to daven in the yeshivas there before Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Meitshuva to go to the yeshivas on for Yom Kippur to get davening. So a lot of times they say slichas on the plane, they don't have a minyan. So the slichas you can say without a minyan. What about Yud Gimel Midas? But reciting Yud Gimel Midas and the slichas, is that constituted of Shavikdusha or not? So the Achranim say there are three nafkaminas la'alocha. One nafkamina where they need a minyan or not. So we're machma, you need a minyan. How did we decide that it's a Dovah Shavikdusha? Because we don't say a whole pasuk. We stop in the middle of it, okay. We don't start from the beginning. We don't start from the beginning. We pause over there. Then we say, Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Mechana, Rabbi, and say, Ben Akei. You stop in the middle. So you're not saying a Pasuk Shalom. Why are we not in violation of Kol Psukah de Loi Paskin Moshe, Anan Loi Paskinah? The answer is, we're not saying it, the Torah Spukim. We're saying it, the Torah Yud Gimel Midas. So we treat that like the Dovah Shebikdusha. So if we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu by reciting the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. The Rav used to be Makbid. I remember once the Baal Kuri was laying on a tiny Sibur, so he leaned quickly, V'nakeh lo yinakeh. So the Rav insisted that he should lean over. You have to pause in between V'nakeh lo yinakeh, because the Gemara says in the last Perek in Yuma, V'nakehu lashov v'enem v'nakeh l'sheinem shoving. The phrase doesn't go together, V'nakeh lo yinakeh. The nakei pause, menakuhu lashovim. If the person does tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will forgive. Lo yinake, ainam menakel, ainam shovim. Whoever doesn't do tshuva is not menake. So you have to pause in between. You shouldn't lay it together. The nakei pause, lo yinake. I saw they have one of the Munkach Hasidim wrote a whole sefer, all the anhogas of the Mincha Zaluza, the last Munkach Rebbe who died before the Second World War, and he only had a daughter, and the daughter married the biggest. The Mukacha was from Hungary. His daughter got the biggest Talmid Chacham from all of the Polish yeshivas, and he was not an anti-Zionist. So it was posed the whole problem for the Mukacha. And the present Mukacha Rebbe is the son of that son-in-law. He's a grandson of the Mincha Saluza. So one of the Chassidim wrote a whole sefer. He writes all the Hanhogas of the Minchas Olos. It begins with the Mar Mekaymus, where you got a lot of the Mar Mekaymus are from the Svarim, from the Minchas Olos. He put out a lot of Svarim, Divrei Torah. He has Hanhogas there. And this, so he has this, that the Mukacha Rebbe had that practice. When they were laying by Chal, on the Tanya Sibah, he would be Makra, they should pause in between Virakei, Loyin Akeh, because the Gemara says, Menakul Lashov, Vein, Menakul Hashem Shov. Doesn't go together. So the Achranim write that there are three nafkaminas, but the Yudgim reciting Yudgim on Midas in the middle of Slichas is of Dovah Shebikdusha. So one nafkamina, can you say Bechidus or not? Second nafkamina, do you have to have Amida? When you say all the Slichas, you can say it in a sitting position. But the Shad is that you have to stand up when you say the Yudgim on Midas. It's a Dovah Shebikdusha. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote a Yerushalmi, the Dovah Shebikdusha, you have to stand. Where did they get that from? A Dovah Shebikdusha, you have to stand, because when Ehud was one of the Shoftim, when Ehud came to Melech Eglon Melech Moav, and he wanted to kill him, so he said, Dvar Lekim Li Ala Melech, I have a message from the Rebbeinu Shalom for you. So the Melech stood up out of respect for the person who said, Dvar Lekim Li Ehud Ben Gera. So then when he stood up, then he stabbed him and he killed him. So you see that when you say Dvar Lekim Li Al HaMelech, the Acharis dictates, you have to stand up. But that's what Yerushalmi learns out from that pasuk that you need Amida in a Dovish of Ignusha. The Magen Avraham quotes, Daris also claims that it's a mistake, that Yerushalmi is a Torah cipher, and there is no such thing. So that's why many Svaridim will not stand for Kaddish. The Kaddish, let's say, Chazoras HaShatz, everybody's sitting. So after Chazoras HaShatz, the Chazan says Kaddish Diskabel, so they won't stand. The Kaddish after Hallel, everybody's standing for Hallel. So you don't sit down when you're going to say the Kaddish right after. So any Kaddish that Tofso Bamida, if he was standing before the Chazan got to the Kaddish, because they were saying Hallel Bamida, that's the meaning. You always say Hallel Bamida except for Leil HaSeder. Some of the Hasidim stand for Hallel for Leil HaSeder also. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Beis quotes the Rishonim say you don't have to. The Hallel by the Seder, we don't have that Kepeda, you dafka have to stand. That's already a Chassidish, that's a real Chassidish, Midas Chassidish, Chassidish many. But, so they quote from that reason, Magaran quotes from that reason. He thinks that what they quote from Yerushalmi, that every time you say Dovish of Dush has to be by Mida, he doesn't think that that's authentic, thinks that that's a Torah Sasayf. That's a mistake. And the third dafkamina, whether it's a Dovish of Dush or not, where they need Atifa, you have to put the talus over your head or not. So when you say Kaddish Kedusha Bochum and you answer Kedusha, they always need Atifa. You need Atifa for Dovish of Kedusha. The Gemara only has Atifa when you're benching Alakos. You should have Atifa. You shouldn't just have a Yarmulke, that's how the Beseisen says. What does it mean you need Atifa? You shouldn't say a Bracha Begilui Rosh. That's the Chadova Poshut. You're never allowed to say any Bracha Begilui Rosh. What does the Gemara say? When you bench Alakos, you need Atifa, you should wear a Yarmulke. When you don't bench Alakos, then you don't need a Yarmulke. So the Beseisen said, that's a Dova Poshut. You're not allowed to say a Bracha Begilui Rosh. Atifa means something more than a yarmulke. You have to wear a hat, or you have to wear the talus over your head. And the Tosfos Yontif quotes this from the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef came up with this chiddush that atifa for Dovish B'Kedusha, need atifa, means something more than kisui harosh. So he says, why mecha teisa? Who says that there's such a din? You're never allowed to say a bracha b'gilui rosh. Maybe that's a minig. Maybe it's only a din by Dovish B'Kedusha, you need atifa. Atifa just means kisui harosh. You shouldn't say, you shouldn't bench alakos b'gilui rosh. So Chacham Avadya points out that this machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Tosfos Yontif, is there such a din that you're not allowed to say any bracha begilui rosh? So if you need atifa by benching alakos, means you need a hat, or you need something, you need a talus over your head, you need something more than kisui rosh. Or they say, no, there is no such din. And here, by bracha alakos, or by Dovish B'Kedusha, is a din you need atifa, you need kisui rosh. So the Chacham Avadya points out that this machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Beis Yosef and the Tosfos Yontif appears on the Masechet Sofrim as a machlokes Hatanoim. Masechet Sofrim was written down in the days of the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael. It's about Isis floating in the air because they quote Tanoim there, that we don't have any other source for these things. But in Masechet Sofrim they quote this machlokes Hatanoim. I permitted to recite that bracha. Shakol, I'm going to have a cup of tea. Do you have to have a yarmulke to say shakol or not? So by us, it's a mini. Is it a real din or not? So the Chacham Avadya quotes that it's a machlokes Hatanoim. Exactly, this machlokes is between the Beis Yosef. And the Tosfos Yontif is a machlokes Hatanoim. Rav Soloveitchik said that he thought that was the mini. That you do atifa when you're davening Shmona Esrei. Based on the pasuk Tehillim, Tefillah Liyoni Ki Yatov, Lifnei Hashem Yishpach Sichai. So Ki Yatov, he davened Shmoneh Esrei Batifa. That's not the pasuk Pshat, but that's an additional level of interpretation. Then, in addition to Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillah Liyoni Ki Yatov, you need Atifa when you're answering Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Adov Shem Kedusha, you need Atifa. But the pasuk that they quoted that you need Asara. So that's what Moshe thinks, that that's an asmachta. The real pasuk you need asor for your Yahweh purposes. And in Dash the Besuch when it says an essay, bless the Chal Hashem Kachi is a lois essay, that on the Gimel Averis HaChemurus you always say your Yahweh, and on Shari Surim, if it's an Aver B'Fahesya, or B'Shas HaShmad, as it did like B'Fahesya, then you also say your Yahweh. Yeah, this idea that Eda has the connotation of 10, because I'm also the Eda Razak, that the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin has like that. How do you know that a Sanhedrin Tana for Dini Nefashas requires 23 Dayanim? Because the Pasuk says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, if someone murders Bemezid, so you give him the death penalty. If he murders Bishogi, he has to run away to the Ori Miklot. So it has there the expression, Bishoftehu Eda Vihitzilo Eda. So the Gemara says, the word Eda has the connotation of 10. Bishofta means you have to have the ability that 10 Dayanim will say Chayiv. Bishoftehu Eda, 10 Dayanim will say Chayiv Misa. Vihitzilo Eda, Eda means 10, you have to have 10 Dayanim should be able to say Potter. The 10 and 10 is 20. Ein Bez and Shokel say you need 21 Dayanim. But if you have 21 Dayanim and you'll have 10 will say Potter and 11 will say Chayiv, you won't go Basar Raiv, because in order to give the death penalty you have to have a Raiv of Shnayim. Let's see, Acher Ram L'Rois, a Pasuk in Mishpatim. You can't follow a simple Raiv if you have 10 to 11. If the Sanhedrin only would consist of 21 Dayanim and 11, there'll be a split vote 10 to 10. Mishavtu Eda Vitzilu Eda. 10 Dayanim say Chai Misa Mishavtu. 10 Dayanim say Potter from Misa. So you say Ein Bez and Shokel, you have to have a 21st Dayan. So if the 21st Dayan will say Potter, so then it'll be good. 11 say Potter and 10 say Chayiv. So it's Potter. But if the 11 will say Chayiv, that's not enough. You have to have a Raiv of Shnayim. So you need 22 Dayanim. You have to have the ability to have 10 Dayanim to say Chayiv, 10 Dayanim say Potter, and to have another 2 Dayanim hit the scales and say Chayiv. So you have 12 say Chayiv and 10 say Potter. But if it's going to be 22 Dayanim, so it's a violation of the Din Ein Bez and Shokel, more or less from a Pasuk, that when you're establishing how many Dayanim you need, you can't establish a Bez Din. You can have an even numbered Bez Din, that's not a problem. You can have a Din Taran Din Imamus with 10 Dayanim, or with 6 Dayanim, that's not a problem. The Gemara talks about a Din Taran with 100 Dayanim. You can have an even number of Bez Din. You can't establish that an even number as the minimum number at the best. You can't say a Sanhedrin for Din Nefashas purposes is sufficient if it's 22 Dayanim, because you can say you can have 12 say Chayiv and 10 will say Potter and you'll go Basarav. You can't establish a Bez Din of 22. So you have to say again, Ein Bez Din Shokel, they're making it to 23. That's the first mission of Sanhedrin. How they established that for the purpose of Din Nefashis, you need a Sanhedrin Tana of 23. The Sanhedrin is 71, but Sanhedrin Tana is 23 based on this idea, Eda. Eda has the connotation of 10, because there were 12 Meraglim and 2 gave an honest report, Yeshua Bekolev. So Amasel Eda Arazos goes on the remaining 10 Meraglim and gave the negative report. So the word Eda has the connotation of 10. It says Vishavta Eda Vitzilo Eda, that's how we got 20 Dayanim and so on. So this din of Eda, meaning 10, is a significant idea. But not all the dinim in the Mishnah that require a minyan of, and not all the dinim are based on the halach of Dov Shabigdusha. The Gemara says a whole bunch of them are based on Dov Shabigdusha. One of the dinim we spoke about already is when you bench mezuma b'shem. The Gemara has a few lines later. Ein mezamnim al amazon b'shem. You say baruch alakeinu shachan mishaloi pachas b'asol. You have to have 10. So is that because it's a dovish of b'kedusha, or no? It has nothing to do with dovish of b'kedusha. So there are two men arguing. They say baruch alakeinu shachan mishaloi, whether everybody stands up or not. So by the yekis, everybody stands up. They treat it like a Dovish B'Kedusha, because the Mishnah writes like that. Because the Rama writes, three women can bench Mezuman. They can bench Mezuman, but 10 women cannot say Elokeinu. 10 women cannot constitute a minyan to say Elokeinu. So because the Mishnah says, yeah, it's a Dovah Pashut. Where's the marker? He said, the marker is the Mishnah over here, in Megillah, that 10 women are not don't constitute a minyan. And to say Nevarach Alkeinu is a Dovish B'Kedusha, they need 10 men. And others disagree that the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that you need 10 men for Ben Shemizum because Dovish B'Kedusha. The Gemara says, we says the Gemara. Emzama Amazam Hashem Pachas Masora. Gemara says, "Came in the boy the man the Baruch Lelokeinu, but the Masora La Baruchem." It's not Derech Eretz. They're saying the Baruch Lelokeinu Pachas Masora. Gemara didn't say it's a Davar Shebikdusha. So Pashta says it's not a Davar Shebikdusha. Not a Davar Shebikdusha. So that's what Amzalechik said in Lithuania. The meaning was that even when they benched Baruch Lelokeinu, it wouldn't stand up at all. It's not a Davar Shebikdusha. It's a different halacha. La Baruch Arem. It's not the Derech Eretz. It's saying the Baruch HaKen, unless you have 10. That's why there's room to distinguish. That's a Tshuvas HaRashba. We spoke a little bit about it. The Mishnah Bracha sounds like it says, you can reinterpret the Mishnah, but it sounds like it says, if you have 5 people eating bread in one room, 5 people eating in another room, some of these 5 people see some of the other 5 people, they would start from Tebench, Mezuman, Basara. Even though they're in 2 different rooms. So the Rashba and the Tshuva is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba and the Tshuva is Mesupik. Does this carry over to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu? Usually happens when people are sitting Shiva and the Avelim want to make a minyan at home. Instead of everybody crowding into one room. So you have 9 people in one room and 9 people in the other room. And it's a wide opening in between the 2 rooms. But you have 9 people, you don't have 10 people in one room. So can you be Mitzaref? Half a minyan from one room, half a minyan from another room. The Gemara in Psochim sounds like it says no. Sounds like you have to have all the 10 people have to be in the same room. But the Mishnah says by bench and mezuman and basora, if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room. And Tzosim Roy Melor say that they would start from to bench mezuman. So the Rashba says, maybe it's the same, maybe it's not the same. He's not sure. Can you be Mitzarah 5 and 5? Or 9 and 9 people in one room, 9 people in another room. And it says some Roy Mail was saying. The money said, no. That's only a din by benching Basar, it's not a Dovish Kedusha. But when you want to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, real Dovish Kedusha, you need all the 10 people have to be in the same room. And benching Mizuman is not a Dovish Kedusha. So that's why we're a little bit lenient there. That's the question, how you pass them. Okay, Belinetta, we'll continue next week. Should all be healthy and continue next week. In this week's Sedra, I noticed Yaakov Avinu is on his way back to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. He tells him, I want you to return back to Eretz Yisrael. Kum alei beisel v'shev sham v'asei sham izbeach. You promised me when Yaakov Avinu left Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of Vayetzei, so he had a dream of the Malachim Olam Yordam on the ladder. Then he woke up and he made him his Mizbeach and he promised the Rebbeinu Shalom, if you'll protect me all the years that I'll be in Chutz Laaretz and I'll return back to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to make a Mizbeach for him. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Kum alei Beisel, I want you to fulfill your promise. Come to Beisel and make a Mizbeach. So Yaakov Avinu tells all the members of his family, we have to prepare, we're going to go to Beis Hel, we're going to daven there. So he says, first, Asira lehe'anech, Hashem b'socher ami'ita'aru, achlifu sin lo'isechem. You should clean your clothing, you should put on nice clean clothing, clean your bodies, v'ita'aru, clean your bodies, and wear nice begodim, because v'nokuma v'nala Beis Hel, we're going to make him, we're going to daven. So when you daven, Ibn Ezra says, when you daven, you have to have bekovadik of the godim. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. Hikon likros alakecha yisad. The Gemara in the first parak on Shabbos, you have to put on a gartel shalei hei liberais haervo. You have to be dressed bekovadik. You have to be dressed bekovadik when you daven. So the Ibn Ezra said that's the pshat here. Itara vachlifus timuvaseich, because we're going to go to Beisel, we're going to make a mizbeach, we're going to daven. So when you daven, you have to be dressed properly. A lot of people are not careful. They daven in their shirt sleeves. So that's not their heretz. You have to dress up nicely, like one would dress up if we go visit the President of the United States. It depends how warm in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of people walk around in shirts. The chassanim at the weddings, they don't wear a jacket. They come to their own weddings with their shirt sleeve. Okay, so if the climate is such that it's always warm, and nobody wears a jacket, it's a different story. But you should really dress up nicely when you daven. It's interesting, the Rambam son, Avraham ben Aramam, wrote a book on Shmiras HaMitzvah. He quotes this Ibn Ezra on this pasuk, and he emphasizes it. You should dress up b'kavodika b'godim. That's the halacha. You should go to mikveh before you daven, and whoever wash your yens. Rav Soloveitchik is always makpid on washing the yens. The Rambam says that when the Gemara says he washed until it's a dime in the morning, what is that all about? So the different opinions of the Rambam says he washed with the bracha on until it's a dime before mincha, before ma'ariv also. Not just before shacharis. You always have to wash. So the Rambam says you wash your hands and your feet. Because the Rambam lived in Egypt and the people would walk in the street. They would walk in the street with they weren't wearing shoes. So their feet would get all filthy. Today, we wear shoes and socks and the feet don't get filthy. So you have to wash your feet. But you have to wash your hands, you have to wash your body, you have to be clean when you're down. Yeah, in America, meaning America is that people are not careful about this din of hikon likros halakachi, so you have to dress properly. So the Rav always used to give a shiur on Tuesday night in Maria, and right after the shiur was over, someone would daven my right away, they said, Urachim, right away. They didn't give him a chance to wash his hands, but he didn't say Baruch Hashem li'olam. So when everybody was saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam, he would run quickly to the back of the shul. He would wash his hands, there was a sink there, then he would run back to his seat, always up in the Mizrach Mount, and he would always run back before the Chazan finished Baruch Hashem Le'olam. You really should wash your hands before he said Kriya Shema also, but he didn't want to keep everybody waiting, and the Chazan would always start right away B'u Rachum, so at least he would have his hands washed before he started the Shema Nesra Ma'ariv. That's the Iker. Okay, Lineta, next week we will continue on Megillah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.